Blog Talk Radio.
Night stand in the house of the Lord, lift up your hands in the sanctuary, and bless the Lord. Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. Let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. My mouth shall speak the praise of the Lord. And let all flesh bless his holy name forever and ever. I will greatly praise the Lord with my mouth. I will praise him among the multitude. My soul shall be satisfied as the marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise thee with joyful lips. For you are worthy, O Lord. You are holy. You are holy. You are holy, Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Strength to walk in the light of honesty and transparency before God and others. When we know that God loves and accepts us just as we are. Coming to you from Elmont, New York. We will be on the air every Sunday and Wednesdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We will not be taking any calls, but if you have questions, please email us at hodminister@gmail.com, or you could write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. House of Christ Ministries invites you to join our social Christian network. Membership is free. Our social network is dedicated to the Christians throughout the world. Here, you can connect with fellow Christians around the globe and witness to non-believers. Join us in spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ to impact the world. Visit us at www.myhocm.ning.com. House of Christ Christian Bookstore invites you to join our membership mailing list. Please note, we will never rent, sell, or share your email address with any third party. As a registered customer, you're entitled to a number of benefits, including special pricing on the industry's absolute, best prices on your products via email. You will enjoy savings of up to 50%. on brand name products or from top suppliers and top manufacturers. Visit us at www.houseofchristbookstore.com. House of Christ Bible College. You can visit us at www.houseofchristbiblecollege.org. You can also visit our affiliated school of ministry, House of David Ministries, Inc. and the Tony Owens Ministries, Inc. at www.reverseofrevival.com. House of Christ Ministries, Inc. is an apostolic ministry that shares the gospel of Jesus Christ through a variety of mediums, from our radio broadcast every Sunday and Wednesdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, to our monthly mailing lessons, our distribution of free copies of the Book of John and Romans in English, French, and Spanish. These books can be used for evangelism, and they are free. Our social Christian network, our online Bible college, our posting of words of the day on numerous websites, our online Christian bookstore. We are reaching thousands throughout the world for Jesus Christ. It is our desire to take the uncompromised and anointed word of God to the whole world, starting with our local communities, bringing lost souls to a practical relationship with Jesus Christ. Our mission at House of Christ Ministries is to proclaim Jesus Christ throughout the world and prepare believers and non-believers how to live independently and have dominion to reign over the enemies of this world. We encourage you to sow into this ministry for the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and winning souls for the kingdom. Your prayer and financial support are important components to bringing the gospel to the world. If the Lord leads you to support this ministry by giving, it will be an investment in the future of this generation, both for this life and eternity. Together, we can make a difference. If you would like to send your prayer request, or share a testimony, or make a donation or a love offering, please contact us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003, or you could email us at hodminister@gmail.com. All donations are tax deductible under Internal Revenue Code, Section 501D3.
Oh,
continue on this spiritual journey, I would like to share our statement of faith with you. We believe the Bible to be the inspired and only infallible Word of God. We believe that there is one God, eternally existent in three persons, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. We believe in the blessed hope, which is the rapture of the Church of God, which is in Christ at His return. We believe that the only means of being cleansed from sin is through repentance, faith in the precious blood of Jesus Christ, and being baptized in water. We believe that the regeneration by the Holy Ghost is absolutely essential for personal salvation. We believe that the redemptive work of Jesus Christ on the cross provides healing for the human body in answer to believing prayer. We believe that the baptism in the Holy Spirit, according to Acts chapter 2, verse 4, is given to believers who ask for it. We believe in the sanctifying power of the Holy Spirit, by whose indwelling the Christian is enabled to live a holy and separated life in this present world. We believe in the Great Commission, according to Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 through 20, and Mark chapter 16, verses 15 through 20. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world, and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils, they shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. So then, after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven, and sat on the right hand of God. And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following. Amen.
Glory.
as we continue on this spiritual journey, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world and honoring the Great Commission, our number one goal is Jesus Christ. Our mission is souls, and our vision is the last day's book of Acts. I encourage you to join us every Sunday and Wednesdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Our lesson in a series, Biblical Prophetic Principles, tonight's teachings will be Kingdom Authority. Now they have known that all things whatsoever thou hast given me are thine. For I have given unto them the words which thou gavest me, and they received them, and have known surely that I came out from thee, and they have believed that thou didst send me. I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me, for they are thine. And all mine are thine, and thine are mine, and I am glorified in them. And now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world, and I come to thee. Holy Father, keep through thine own name those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name. Those that thou gavest me, I have kept, and none of them is lost. But the son of perdition, the scripture might be fulfilled. And now come I to thee, and these things I speak in the world, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I have given them thy word, and the world hath hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from the evil. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. As thou hast sent me into the world, even so I also sent them into the world, and for their sakes I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through truth. Amen.
Burn in me, burn in me, let the fire of the Holy One burn in me. Burn in me. Burn in me. Let the fire of the Holy One burn in me. Burn.
Biblical prophetic principles, kingdom authority. What is authority? Webster's dictionary says that authority is the power to influence or command thoughts, opinion, or behavior. Authorize means to empower with legal authority. Where does authority come from? Who actually has authority? And now, Israel, what doth the Lord thy God require of thee but to fear, respect, honor, and obey the Lord thy God? To walk in all his ways, and to love him, and serve the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul. Behold, the heaven and the heaven of heavens is the Lord's thy God. The earth also, with all that therein is, for the Lord your God is God of the gods, and Lord of lords, a great God and a terrible, which regardeth not persons, nor taketh reward. He shows no favoritism, cannot be bribed. Deuteronomy chapter 10, verses 12. Deuteronomy chapter 10, verses 14. And Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 17. Let us take a look at Psalm 115, verse 3, which says, "But our God is in heaven. He hath done whatsoever he hath pleased." And if we take a look at Isaiah chapter 45, verse 5, which says, "I am the Lord, and there is no other God beside me." We will go further and take a look at Isaiah chapter 46, verses 9 and 10. "Remember the former things of old, for I am God, and there is none else. I am God, and there is none like me, declaring the end from the beginning, and from ancient times the things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure." We will go further and take a look at Daniel chapter 2, verses 20 and 21. Daniel answered and said, "Blessed be the name of God forever and ever, for wisdom and might are his. And he changeth the times and the seasons. He removeth kings and set it up kings. He gave it wisdom to the wise, and knowledge to them that know understanding." Beloved, these verses testify that God himself is the ultimate authority, and that all true authority begins and ends with God. How is God's authority distributed to the believer? There is a divine chain of command from which divine authority is passed from the very top, descending through to the bottom. Jesus Christ said, "If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you." John chapter 15, verse 7. Beloved, abiding in God's chain of command ensures we receive these kinds of results, because it is a spiritual conduit through which authority flows from him to us. We will now take a look at God's chain of command, from Father God to his Son Jesus Christ, through the Holy Spirit, civil government, the father, which is the head of the house, the husband, the mother, which is the wife, and the children. Wherever we fit along this chain, God requires two things from us. The first, to fulfill the responsibilities our role requires, and two, submit and cooperate with those to whom God has given the oversight and authority over our lives? And what about those adopted spiritual relationships? There are relationships that are God-ordained, but even those are tested as true over a period of time. They don't happen overnight or spur of the moment. Many times, however, if we become related to people through impulse, momentary affection or need, it can be the cause of future issues or for future issues. Adopting people into our lives or being adopted into the lives of others so that they become our spiritual mother, our spiritual father, our spiritual brother, sister, son, or daughter is very, very risky. Particularly if you have not been led by God to do so, one must be extremely careful. There should be a Holy Spirit disclosed purpose and grace to the relationship before venturing therein. Why is this important? We give such people a certain place of authority over us, our obligation to them. And we have given them the right to enforce the terms of that relationship in our lives, even at times when God may be leading differently. These surrogate relationships come with a price. For example, though the elderly mothers and fathers in a church congregation are often seen as advisors to others, they are not to have the same force of law in our lives or oversight as our natural parents or legal guardian did when we were not of age. Nor are spiritual children obligated to remain childlike and needy, but are to grow and mature, becoming sure-footed in the things of God. Besides, the members of the body of Christ are already the spiritual, blood-bought family member of every other saint. Such relationships can become codependent, particularly if they are substitute for deficits in our own family relationship or ourselves, or they become controlling when personal growth and revelation from God is discouraged, ridiculed, or stifled because it takes us beyond the boundaries of the spiritual relationship. Beloved, we can find the person in that spiritual relationship resisting the growth God is requiring from us. And because we are stuck with the perception the other person has of us, of who we are called by God to be, we are unable to attain it. There is a great difference between the concern, help, and respect we should give our elderly saints, even extending that to one another, as opposed to giving an adopted spiritual relationship the honor of leadership over our lives. What is delegated authority? Delegated authority are those God has given permission and grace to act on his behalf. For example, self-government. family government, church government, civil government. Our obedience and submission in these areas show that we honor God's system of authority, and it empowers the words we speak because we respect the authority above us. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. We can see the pattern for God's order in our daily lives. In heaven, it is the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. In our humanity, we are spirit, soul, and body. In our families, we are Father, Mother, and children. There are three branches of government. Executive, which is the president. Legislative, which is the Congress. And the judicial, the Supreme Court. There are three levels of civil government. Federal, state, and city. And in the body of Christ, we are Jesus, the ministry, and the laity. You could look into Ephesians chapter 4, verses 7 through 13. Beloved, God imprinted in our daily life experiences the pattern of heavenly authority. This serves to give us understanding and revelation of His divine order. Jesus Christ from heaven administrates the Father's will through the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit indwells believers on earth, enabling us to yield and do the Father's will. God is the Father of the household of faith. And though He didn't create it that way, it is now out of order. Though we are a family, we are also soldiers of the cross being mobilized for the cause of Jesus Christ against the great threat of the human soul, Satan. To be successful, personally and corporately, we must understand and submit to God's authority structure. This structure is what God uses to get His power into our hands. Generally speaking, if we have experienced suffering at the hands of an abusive authority figure, we may view leaders with a certain degree of hostility and suspicion. The enemy, counting in this reaction, has a plan of cunning deception. To lure us into, or lure us from underneath God's intended order and protective covering. Beloved, beware of counterfeit authority. Matthew chapter 4, verse 4 states that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. We feed our natural bodies food to nourish it, and we feed our spirit the written word of God, the Bible. The Lord also communicates to us through His proceeding voice. It is the divinely inspired revelatory word we receive when studying the Word of God, when studying the Bible, or a divinely inspired utterance from the Holy Spirit when the gift of prophecy is in operation, the Lord's preceding voice may be evident when one is under an inspired teaching or preaching anointing, during intercessorial prayer, when speaking in tongues, with interpretation through one who stands in the office of a God-ordained prophet. This word from the Lord is to strengthen us with encouragement and comfort, directing us toward godly development and growth in Him. But when someone assumes male or female ministry or laity, the office or anointing of a prophet or a servant of God, and calls themselves what God is not, they give place either a control or lying spirit or both. So we must be extremely careful that we wait on the Lord to direct us. And we should function in our grace area and not want to be who we are not called to be. This is a very dangerous path. Revelation chapter 2 verse 20 tells us about a woman who taught in the church of Thyatira and assuming the office of a prophetess. She taught idolatry and gave pseudo-prophetic utterances, corrupting and otherwise growing and developing church. There's also another possibility. The spirit of Jezebel itself may have been tolerated in the teachings going forth in this church. All those who became its children or devotees were judged with death by God for practicing and having the same mindset as the apostate Israelites under King Ahab and his wife Jezebel. For it was Queen Jezebel who brought and taught Baal worship to Israel. This spirit directly or through a particular woman was not proselytizing this church to become adherents of idolatry and sensuality. Her corrupting influence was so broad that other churches in the region knew her, even though God was vehemently against her false ministry. The leadership in the church still tolerated her. Why is Jezebel so dangerous? Because it is the spirit of the false prophetic anointing which speaks the prideful, soulish desires into the hearts of men and women. These false prophetic utterances then stir discontent in their hearts, causing rebellion in the church and insubordination to God's delegated authority. We must firmly set our affections, our desires and things above God's plan and purpose, or the spirit of Jezebel will speak to the selfish ambition and desire for self-promotion within us. This demon speaks to the covetous idolatry for gain and self-promotion that masquerades to the misled as the will of God. It deludes and deceives susceptible men and women that God is confirming their desires. Because Jezebel counts on us, wanting to believe what we envision is from God. We are not receptive when sound counsel to the contrary comes through God's appointed leadership. We feel we will not grow where we are, and that our leaders will only hinder or frustrate our ministry goals because they are out of touch with God's will for us. We withdraw and become sullen, or leave the church altogether, hoping to find somewhere else to express our personal vision, thereby leaving the protective shelter of true godly covering. Beloved, we must be careful. We must be cautious. This sabotages the cause of Jesus Christ, which is to establish the ordered kingdom of heaven, and not just in the physical earth, but also in the soil of the human heart. Jesus Christ will not reign with kingdom authority in a willful, misled heart because self is on the throne. Matthew chapter 7, verse 15 says, "Beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves." James chapter 4, verse 9 says, "Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he will lift you up." Beloved, there are at least three reasons why God requires us to willingly submit to his offices of authority. One, to provide us with divine protection. Two, to train us to adhere to his standards through discipline and root out rebellion. Three, finally, it is to provide an avenue of blessing and promotion. In order for a believer to be entrusted with authority and power, they must know how to be under authority. True spiritual authority is imparted to the believer whose service unto God has been and currently is faithful, not double-minded or double-hearted, and obedient.
Soil and with you, nation and to all time.
spiritual journey, our lesson for tonight was Biblical Prophetic Principles, Kingdom Authority. I pray that it was a blessing to you. If you would like more information on tonight's lesson, or you would like to request copies of previous lessons, please write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. Or you could email us at hodminister@gmail.com. The Word of God is mighty and powerful and is well able to profoundly influence your lives. When you receive Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you enter into an eternal and unbreakable covenant with God. At that time, all of His promises are available to you if you receive them by faith. in Matthew chapter 11, verse 28, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." He said, "If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up the cross and follow me." Beloved, I would like to extend an invitation to you tonight to join me on the Roman road to salvation. If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, or if you had previously accepted him and turned away from him, he is waiting to be restored as the Lord and Master of your lives. God created us in his own image to have an abundant life. God gave us a will and the freedom of choice. We chose to disobey God. We chose to go our own sinful way, resulting in separation from God. But there's hope. So tonight I'm encouraging you to turn away from the sins of the world and accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and to recommit your lives to him. Jesus Christ is standing at the door of your heart, knocking, listening, and waiting for you to make that decision. For those who would turn away from him, you can be restored. The Bible said, "As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one." If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. And when we take a look at Romans chapter 3, verse 23, we say, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Romans chapter 6, verse 23 says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." Romans chapter 10, verse 9 says, "That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God had raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved." Tonight, I'm appealing to you to turn away from the sins of this world and just accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Just beginning the Christian walk with a solid foundation influences the success of your life as a Christian. John chapter 1, verse 12 says, "But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name." But what does it mean to receive Jesus Christ? It means to accept Jesus Christ as all God offers him to be for everybody. Jesus Christ is God's gift. Jesus Christ is God's gift to the world, God's gift to us. John 3, verse 16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Please join me in prayer. Heavenly Father, I come to you admitting that I am a sinner. Right now, Lord, I choose to turn away from sin, and I ask you to cleanse me of all unrighteousness. I believe that your Son, Jesus Christ, died on the cross to take away my sin. I also believe that he rose again from the dead, so that I might be forgiven of my sins and made righteous through faith in him. I call upon the name of Jesus Christ to be the Savior and Lord of my life. Lord Jesus, I choose to follow you and ask that you fill me with the power of the Holy Spirit. I declare that right now I am a child of God. I am free from sin and full of righteousness. I am saved. In Jesus' name. And I can boldly say, I am saved in Jesus' name. Yes, Lord, I thank you. In the name of Jesus, I come. Christ as your Savior, please contact us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. Or you can email us at hodminister@gmail.com. neither pray I for thee alone, but for them also which shall believe in me through their word, that they all may be one as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. And the glory which thou gavest me, I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one, I in them, and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me, and hast loved them, as thou hast loved me. Father, I will that they also, whom thou hast given me, be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory, which thou hast given me, for thou lovest me before the foundation of the world. O righteous Father, the world hath not known thee, but I have known thee, and these have known that thou hast sent me, and I have declared unto them thy name, and will declare it, that the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them, and I in them. Amen. Thank you for tuning in and reminding you to join us every Sunday and Wednesdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and be blessed by the word and the power of God. I am your host, Reverend Donald Davis. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the full fellowship of the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, rest, remain, and abide with you all. Amen. God bless you as we continue on this spiritual journey.
Yeah.